This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, we're gathered to memorialize and to subsequently bury Stephane Clark. But yesterday it was Ahmadou Diallo and Sean Bell and Trayvon Martin, Walter Scott, Gary King, Oscar Grant, Alan Bluford, Tamir Rice, John Crawford, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Eric Gardner, or it was Tanisha Anderson, Yvette Smith, Miriam Carey, Shelley Frey, Darnisha Harris, Alicia Thomas, Chantel Davis, Rakia Boyd, or 7-year-old Ayanna Jones in Detroit, Michigan. The community is rightfully pained, is rightfully angered, is rightfully frustrated, to borrow from the poet, because we built our coffins much too often and we're tired of seeing our people die. And it's not just our people. Every year in this country, white folks are shot, brown folks are shot, upwards to 1,000 people are shot by the police. That is a systemic problem, not a local problem, not a Sacramento problem. It's a uniquely American problem. In 71 years, one person in Ireland, in 71 years, was shot by the police. That's a uniquely American problem. In 24 years, in the United Kingdom and Wales combined, 55 people in 24 years were shot by the police. Upwards to 1,000 in America every year. That is an American problem. It's a systemic problem. But it's also a problem of our hearts. Every one of us is our brother or our sister. Black, brown, white, yellow, red. If you have some polka dot people, they're our brothers and sisters. We are a human family. And just as Stephane Clark, when he came together with our sister Selena here, nations were brought together. Religions were brought together. When those two beautiful individuals came together. And that's a lesson for us, that we can put aside all of this racial animosity. We can put aside the religious bigotry and prejudice and sectarianism. We can put aside our difference to come together as a human family to ensure that justice is done for Stephane Clark, that justice is done for all of those people we listed and we can be here all day listing. And we pray that, as the Reverend Sharpton said, we fulfill our collective responsibility to his wife and his children, to his mother and his grandmother, to his siblings, that we can demonstrate that out of the most tragic and difficult situations, great good can come.